Test 64, Section 2, Question 14. And with this one, we are looking for what role the statement that superconductor productivity will probably, or sorry, development will improve industrial productivity. So that's what we're looking for. And it says superconductor development will enable energy to be transported farther with less energy lost in transit. This will probably improve industrial productivity, for a similar improvement resulted when oil and natural gas replaced coal as primary fossil fuels. So far, that's looking like the conclusion of the argument. It's saying it's going to allow X to occur, and this will probably improve productivity. So it seems like a conclusion. And then it says shipping costs, function of distance, fossil fuels are shipped, and losses of material decreased for factory owners at the time. So it's giving us comparison to a situation in history where that same sort of a thing happened and what happened there. And so, yeah, the statement that superconductor development will improve productivity plays the role of the conclusion in this argument. It's supported by the idea that it will enable energy to be transported farther with less energy, and that when that happened in the past, it improved productivity. So it is a conclusion, so that's pretty good, for which the claim that shipping costs for fossil fuels are partly a function of the losses of material in transit is offered as partial support. And I went, I'm not sure, maybe? I think that that's kind of what that's saying. It's a weird way of saying that last bit, but it does seem like a conclusion. So let's hold on to it for right now. B, it's a generalization for the claim that superconductor development will enable energy to be transported farther with less loss. Energy lost is offered as an illustration. So it's not so much an illustration as it is the direct proof in favor of that statement. And so it's not just an illustration. So A is still a little bit better. It is an assumption supporting the conclusion. No, it's definitely not an assumption. It's stated outright. It is a premise offered to support the claim. No, it's the conclusion. And it is cited as evidence. No, it's the conclusion. And so this was one where I picked A because it's the only one that said a conclusion. All of the others talked about premise, which is the same as evidence or assumption, and generalization isn't quite what it was. And so, yeah, A turns out to be our best response.